The Sportscast, May 7th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe at all our channels, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and review. We're also on Pandora, iHeartRadio. And also visit our website, thesportscast.net. There you can listen to our 24/7 live stream, our online radio, and also download our app, The Sportscast. Has been a lot of downloads this past couple of weeks, so really excited. You can listen to our show there as well, so looking forward to it. And this episode is brought to you by Insta Bible app. You could get the Insta Bible app on the iOS App Store. Wow, 1 week after the NFL draft, a lot of re-signings, a lot of teams are just, you know, tying up their roster spots, making sure that they are ready for the beginning of the 21 season, which is coming up in a few months from now. And today, joining me to chat along with me, Chandler Krista, all the way from Rochester, New York. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
What's going on, Santiago?
Chandler, it's been good. It's been a while. How have you been?
I've been pretty good. How about you?
Pretty good, man. So we had the NFL draft last week, and I'm sure you watched it. What were your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a pretty good draft. I mean, I thought it was a lot of predictability, I feel like. Everyone that went places, we knew Trevor Lawrence was going to go to the Jacksonville. It was a lot of predictable things, I felt.
Yeah. Like, Trevor Lawrence was probably the most predictable, and Zach Wilson. But the third one was least predictable.
Yeah, the guy from North Dakota State. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, Trey Lance going to San Francisco over Mac Jones. What are your thoughts over that? Were you surprised, or you thought that was a possibility?
I mean, I thought that was a possibility. I just thought – I was surprised how late Mac Jones ended up going. I think he went 15. I think he was going to be a top five pick, but.
Yeah, he went number 15 to New England Patriots. With the Patriots, you know, looking at what they were going to do, I mean, they were going to get a quarterback if it was available. They traded up. Do you think Mac Jones is the man up in New England?
Yeah, I think he'll be starting over Cam Newton this year for sure.
Well, do you think right off the bat, or do you think it will happen somewhere middle, late season?
I think Cam Newton will start the season, but I think Mac Jones will come in definitely before midseason.
Sure. I think so too. I think Mac Jones has a lot to has a lot to bring to the table. Cam Newton, I think something's going to happen to him that he's not going to succeed, but there's a chip on his shoulder, and I think he has a lot to prove. And maybe with the Mac Jones pressure, he'll perform well. Now, this is a big debate. Who will win the AFC East this upcoming season?
I think it's going to go to Buffalo for sure.
I think so is Buffalo. I really do think it's going to be the Bills. Now, who's going to win? Who will win second place in the AFC East?
I'd probably say the Patriots.
Ooh, Patriots over the Dolphins?
I'm going to go with Miami because Tua's it's coming this second season. I think he's going to board at some good numbers.
I think so too. I've heard some sources that he's been bulking up this past off season, so hopefully that will help him stay healthy. But
you're a Dolphin fan, right?
I'm a Dolphin fan, yes. But I do think there is a possibility that the Patriots might finish second place in the AFC East, but possibly first.
I don't know if they're going to go first, Santiago, but Josh Allen's too good right now.
But remember, yeah. No, it's true. It's true. But like I said, we'll see how the Patriots, you know, shape up because they got a few signings. Of course, they got Hunter Henry as one of their receivers. But they don't have any other wide receivers. But they got some good defense. Most of their defense was out last season, and they end up having wins. So with their full defense back, they might be in contention at a certain degree.
I think my Cowboys will be pretty good this year.
Yes, Micah Parsons, Chandler, what were your thoughts when the Cowboys drafted him?
Oh, I love that guy. I think he's great. I think he's going to be a huge weapon to this team.
Now, do you think that the Cowboys will win the NFC East next season?
You know what? I think it's a possibility Dak will be back this year, so that's definitely going to help. They're going to have the quarterback back, which I think he's going to be better than ever. I think the Cowboys can win the NFC East, yeah.
How's his health? Is he like going to be back on week one?
Well, I heard from McCarthy that he said that he is ahead of schedule, and he's supposed to be back by training camp, so we'll see what happens.
I think that's a good sign, because I've always heard that he was going to come back for next season, but obviously I mean, one of my assumptions was from week one, so which is what they need.
He should be good. Yeah.
Now, who is like the best running back, Zeke or Saquon Barkley in the NFC East?
Oh, I think I would have to go for Zeke. I think Zeke's he's better running back. Last season he didn't do very well, but overall I think he's a better running back.
I say Zeke as well. I know Saquon has had two seasons. Had more than two seasons. He has a couple of seasons already. I think Saquon has had some injury issues. I know after two seasons. Yeah. I know in the first season he had, I think, a couple games. And then last season, I think it was half the season, he was out.
Yeah.
But in a perfect world, if he was healthy, Saquon might have the edge.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But so far, Zeke is the best running back in the NFC East. And kind of resembles a lot of Emmitt Smith back in the 90s.
I think so, too.
Anyways, let's look at the headlines this past week. Late-breaking news last night. Texas linebacker Jake Ellinger was found dead off campus. He is the younger brother of star quarterback Sam Ellinger. And he died on yesterday. The police got a call around 12:18 p.m. and they found his body in an area outside of the campus. What are your thoughts over that, Chandler?
I think it's obviously a very sad story for everyone. I think it's just, it's sad. Like, I think that whenever someone dies, especially someone in that, like a athlete like that, it's always sad.
Yeah.
I mean, his thoughts and thoughts his family, of course. That, of course, condolences and all that. But yeah, it's just a sad situation.
Sad situation. No cause of death or details were released, authorities said. So prayers to the family. Hopefully they'll find what happened. And a big loss for the family, also for Texas. Yesterday, Miami signed defensive back Jason McCourty, who used to play for the Patriots. How big of a deal is that, Chandler?
I think it's a very good pick. I think that it's something that I like to see. I think he's going to be very good. I mean, it seems like Bill Belichick always just gets those good guys. I don't know what he does. He's just always like they're making big moves for no reason.
I agree. Bill Belichick has an eye for what could fit in with his system as well. McCourty. Go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say he has an eye for talent, I feel.
Yes, he does have an eye for that type of stuff. Jason McCourty was a one-time Super Bowl champion, spent the past three seasons with New England. Big move. I mean, obviously, the Patriots released him, so he was a free agent. He was visiting the Giants, and then, of course, he got signed with the Dolphins. So a big addition for the Dolphins. I think hopefully we'll get this team somewhere in the next couple of seasons. Yesterday, the Angels, Los Angeles Angels, released Albert Pujols in his final season of his 10-year contract. A legend. Chandler, what are your thoughts over that?
I've always been a huge Albert Pujols fan. I'm a huge baseball fan. I mean, I personally liked Albert Pujols when he was in St. Louis, but he did good with, like, the Angels, too. I think he just – it's his last year of a 10-year, $240 million contract, I believe, if I'm saying it right. So, like, I mean, he's getting old, though. It's time for him to retire, time to go move on with his life and see what else life brings him.
He was in his final season of his ten-year, $240 million contract. One of the owners, Arte Moreno, said in a statement, "The Angels organization proudly signed Albert Pujols in 2011, and are honored that he has worn an Angels jersey for nearly half of his Hall of Fame career. Albert's historical accomplishments, both in on and off the field, served as an inspiration to athletes everywhere, and his actions define what it means to be a true superstar. Since his rookie rookie of the year season in 2001, Albert and his wife Deidre have generously given their time and resources to countless charities throughout the world. We are thankful for the Pujols, for the Pujols. Pujols was in his 40s, so he's retiring at the right time, Chandler.
Oh, for sure.
So he's also still due to his 10-year, $10 million personal finance services contract that kicks in after the season. So the Angels will still owe him the remainder of his $30 million other salary this year. So.
But he has more money coming?
Yeah, more money coming in. So I guess they're just giving him like the retirement check.
Oh, boy.
Detroit Lions and Frank Ragnall reach agreement for a 4-year extension, the highest paid center in NFL history. What are your thoughts over that, Chandler?
I mean, Detroit needs some help. Like, they're honestly... I don't even know what they're going to do this year. Didn't they get – they got Carson Wentz, right?
No, they got Jared Goff.
Jared Goff, yes. I mean, I think they're going to – I mean, Detroit was actually the first NFL game I've ever been to. I saw them – oh, this was a while ago. I saw them play against Buffalo. That was a while ago. So, I mean, Detroit's always had a place in my heart.
Ragnar's four-year extension is reportedly worth under $70 million. His average salary, yearly salary, would be $13.5 million per season. General manager Brad Holmes made it clear. What was that, Chandler?
Why can't we get that kind of money, Santiago?
I don't know, man. There's so much you can do with that money, especially in Detroit. General manager Brad Holmes made it clear following the draft that extending Ragnow will be a priority for the organization. He said, it's extremely important in terms of what we already view him as a long-term piece, and he is a foundational piece because Frank is a guy that plays the game the right way. He's everything that we look for and what we want as a Lion, Holmes said. I'll never forget when it first got announced that I just got the job, Frank. He reached out immediately. I told him, I said, man, huge fan of you. You play the game the right way. So very important to get it done. I am not going to comment on the timetable right now. That would be a little bit premature, but we're not sitting back and waiting on that one.
Yep, for sure.
Well, congratulations to Frank Ragnow, huge legend. Well, it's going to become a legend in Detroit. You know, still time to prove it if he's not. What was that?
I said a job well done.
Okay, sounds
good. I had a question about that, though.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What has he done for Detroit in his time there? What did he give him all this extension? They haven't really been that good.
Well, I guess his performance-wise, not obviously the team itself has not been the best, but his performance, he's one of the best best in the game, you know? For his position. So... obviously, they want to reward him.
I guess so.
And they call him a foundational piece where the Lions are building. So, keep in mind that the Detroit Lions are in a rebuilding stage, And they signed their contract, Dan Campbell, for about 4 to 5 years. So he's in the rebuilding stage, which is a great position for a new coach to come into, you know, where they don't give him two or three seasons to rebuild. But this Lions team, what I see and what I predict, I don't think Jared Goff is the man. I think they're going to pick a quarterback in the draft in the future next year or like the or in the future. So we'll see what happens, but Detroit is definitely playing in the long game. I, you know, like I said, we haven't seen like the Detroit Lions do much, you know, since Barry Sanders left. And even back then, even back then with Detroit, they weren't that hot as well.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. You know, all best of luck for the draft. I mean, for the Lions, and they got a Penei Sewell, offensive tackle from Oregon, so which is a good pick.
He's good, yeah.
So we'll see how that goes in the next couple of months when the NFL season begins.
The Cowboys got robbed in the draft, but
which part?
I think it was the cornerback part. Like if they're going to pick that guy from Alabama, then the pick before Philadelphia took him.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, it was a long night. Didn't the Cowboys trade?
Yeah, they traded the pick to Philadelphia, which I don't get.
Yeah, there was like one place in between, I believe.
Yeah, I know. I don't. It was stupid.
Anyways,
but, oh well.
We'll see how the Cowboys. I do think Cowboys should win the NFC East, but some people are saying Washington might win it.
Washington.
I know. They won it last year.
They have Ryan Fitzpatrick as their quarterback.
True, but you know about Fitzpatrick. He could pull off some magic.
Yeah, I don't think Washington, though. I don't know, though.
Who will be your other pick besides, you know, the Cowboys and the Washington?
I'd say Philadelphia.
Eagles can do it. Eagles have a chance. Yeah. They got Hurts.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, obviously, they want to go with Jalen Hurts since they got rid of Carson Wentz, so.
Yeah, that was, wow. I just can't believe it, but. But that's good with for the Colts because I know he's reuniting with his old coach in Indianapolis.
I want to see Andrew Luck come back.
He could. I could see him doing that, but like the more time he waits, I think it gets a little bit difficult.
I could see him going to like Washington or something like that.
You think so?
Or like the Giants? Like Daniel Jones is no good.
You know, we'll find out. I think it's a break in or make it season for Daniel Jones this upcoming season.
I think if he doesn't do very well, I think he's gone.
Yeah, and they've given him more time than I thought. I thought by last season they would have, you know, they said, okay, this is it.
He's still on his contract, I think, though.
Yeah, so you got to keep things in the budget, right, Chandler?
Do you think Trevor Lawrence is going to do good?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He was born to be good. He's, you know, with Urban Meyer. I think he's in a good situation. He has time, but yeah, he was born, you know, for this. He's definitely natural talent, and I think he'll eventually win the MVP down the road. So, what do you think?
You think so?
I think so.
I think he'll be good. Could you see Jacksonville going far in the AFC this year?
Not this year. Maybe maybe in 2022 or 2023, but I don't think this season. No, I don't think this season. What do you think?
Yeah, no one. I don't think anyone can beat the Colts or the Colts. I don't think anyone can beat the Chiefs or the Bills.
Yeah, but for the AFC South, who will win it? Probably the Colts.
In the AFC. Oh yeah, probably yeah.
Probably the Colts. No, sorry, the Titans are there too. Sorry, it'd probably be the Titans or the Colts. I think more Titans. But
I like Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry. They're good.
Yeah, they're good, but we'll see if Henry stays healthy because I think he's starting. I mean, he's starting to break down.
Yeah, oh, for sure. He's getting up there in age, I think, too.
Yeah, when you run the ball so much, Chandler, oh my gosh, it's gonna break you. You know, wear and tear.
You get hit and tackled so many times. Oh yeah.
I mean, hey, you get paid good money, but you're gonna not
your
maybe
knees
not play so long.
Yeah.
NFL won't be paying injured injured players in offsite facilities, a surprising NFL memo that came out on Wednesday caught some off guard when reading that the league will not be obligated to pay players who suffered injuries away from team facilities as both sides continue to adjust protocols. NFL wrote in its memo, several players have expressed surprise that Mr. James' injury was not covered by his injury guaranteed, although this point has been made frequently in our discussions with the NFLPA, the Players Union, about the offseason program. Clubs are encouraged to remind players of the significant injury-related protection provided if they choose to work out at the club facility and the risk that undertake in choosing to train in non-NFL locations. So if you get injured and somewhere off-site of the facilities, you would not get paid, Chandler.
I mean, I think that's a good idea. It's just like you work at a regular job. Like, if you get hurt off the job, they're not going to pay you.
I agree. Self-responsibility. I like that. Yeah, you're right.
Honestly, yeah. I think it's definitely, you just got to be responsible.
Yeah, and the issue was with Juwan James from the Broncos. He got injured this past week offsite. So it was a memo referring to that. So,
yeah.
What do you think about the Broncos, by the way?
I was just going to bring that up. What do you think's happening with Aaron Rodgers?
He might go to Denver. He could go to Denver. I heard Las Vegas.
I heard San Fran.
I've been here in Miami, too.
You would like that, right?
It would be good for a short fix, but it wouldn't be good for Tua. No, I really believe like the Miami's front office is like, this is Tua's team for the next couple of years at least, or a couple of months. I don't know. Sometimes I think Tua has a few months to prove it.
The Broncos just got Teddy Bridgewater, too.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be – I don't know if he's going to be competing for that QB1 spot. What do you think?
You think Drew Lock's going to take it?
I think – well, a lot of people have been highly critical of Drew Lock, including your cousin, Ryan. I think people are just – I've been very conclusive about Drew Lock. I think they say he's just not the guy there.
But did you also hear, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to be going anywhere because the Packers, they spoke out. They said he's not leaving.
He's not leaving, but it is pretty messy. It's a lot of friction going on between Aaron Rodgers and the GM specifically. I hope it gets squared away, and
yeah,
the Packers were just one game. They were just one game away from the Super Bowl. So they got to get their things together. And focus, and obviously they got to beat Tom Brady, to go to the Super Bowl. So,
yeah, that's why I don't like Tom Brady being in the NFC.
Yeah, which first year doing it, he won it. So, but yeah, we'll see what happens with Aaron Rodgers. Do you think he'll move away, or do you think you're going to believe what the front office says?
I would like to see him move away, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
The only good team that I seem really fit well is Denver, if I had to choose one.
Yeah, I think Denver would be a good fit.
That would be a good fit. And it's funny because usually old quarterbacks work well with the Broncos.
Yeah, look at Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, you could say, John Elway was always there from the beginning, but he won the Super Bowl towards the end of his career.
Yeah.
So it could work out with Aaron Rodgers. Not saying that he'll retire in 2-3 years, because a lot of these quarterbacks are playing until their early 40s now.
I think this might be Brady's last season.
I don't think so. I think he has another two seasons ahead of him. I think this past win rejuvenated him to play longer. Now, do you think he'll end his career winning a Super Bowl, or do you think he'll just end it when he just lost something?
That's hard to say because, I feel like once he loses, he'll say he's done.
That's the thing. Looking back at the greats like Michael Jordan or John Elway, they all left winning.
Yeah.
But it's hard to do, though.
I think personally, if the Buccaneers win the Super Bowl this year, I think he'll leave. I think he'll retire.
Yes, I think would be a perfect plan. I mean, what else does he have to prove? He has all the money. He has a beautiful family.
He literally has everything. Yeah.
There's nothing else. I mean, what? He wants to win 10 championships? I know he's at what? Seven championships
seven,
right now?
Probably. Yeah.
But I don't think, I mean, either he's chasing the record or something, but I mean, or he's trying to chase a health record. See, the oldest
maybe
player.
He just likes, well, maybe
what was
he
that?
Just likes playing.
Yeah, likes playing. Likes the game, loves the game, you know? And some say Michael Jordan could have played, you know, longer, but.
I think he could have.
One more last story of the show. Buffalo Bills general manager Brand Bean would theoretically consider cutting a unvaccinated player if it meant the team being able to lift NFL COVID-19 protocols restricting in-person team meetings. Bean says, yes, I would. He told the team sponsor One Bills Live broadcast on Wednesday. You guys saw it in the field house. We had 3 and 4 meetings going on, and sometimes you're talking over each other, but it was the only way to pull it off and be social distant, he added, referring to the NFL protocols limiting the number of players who could meet at one time. So it would be an advantage to cut a player and fall under that umbrella. So do you think, is it best to have all your players vaccinated just to make things easier?
I mean, like, I would say, yeah, because, like, I'm personally vaccinated. I don't know if you are.
I am one of the two vaccinated. I have one more to go.
One of the two. Okay, yeah, I just finished my second one, like, a couple weeks ago. And, like, I just think it's a good idea because soon I feel like everyone's going to get required to get vaccinated. So I just think it's a smart idea.
I think it is smart. Obviously, yes, there's a lot of debates out there. Is it worth it? Is it not worth it? Is it, anyways, it's not a health show, but, you know, maybe that being vaccinated could be a good thing. But obviously, the NFL has not said that they're going to require all their players. If they did say that, that would be an issue because
I feel like that's going to come. I really do.
It could happen. You could be right. You could be right. And I know, I believe NASCAR wants all their drivers to be vaccinated.
That's so stupid, though, because you're all by yourself in a car.
I agree. I guess you're threatening your workers that, like, the people that, you
I just
know.
Think, I think it's idiotic.
But. Anyways,
Florida will open up.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. Chandler, anything else before we head into the poll question of the day?
You want to do some sports predictions?
I don't have any. I mean, there is some NBA ones. You want to predict some NBA games?
Sure.
All right. So let me give you Celtics at the Bulls, 7:30 tonight.
I would say Celtics.
Okay. Denver Nuggets at the Utah Jazz.
Oh, I got to go for Utah. I like Utah. They're a good team.
Yeah, but Utah could win the Mighty West. And finally, Spurs at the Sacramento Kings.
Probably the Spurs. I don't have to say the Spurs.
And here's another one. This could complicate the seeding for the Lakers. Lakers at Portland.
Ooh, Lakers, they lost last night. The Clippers, I think they're going to bounce back tonight.
Yeah, they got to. And they got no Anthony Davis or LeBron James.
I know. They're basically useless then.
Anyways, that is only NBA tonight and, of course, some other sporting events like soccer, Premier League this weekend. Poll question of the day on Twitter. Favorite space movie? The options are Star Wars, Star Trek, Apollo 13, or Armageddon.
Santiago, I've honestly never seen any of those.
Not even Star Wars?
No. I've never been a fan of those.
Hey, it's okay. I chose Star Wars because I'm a Star Wars fan. And Star Wars is winning in our poll 65%. Apollo 13 came at 17%. And Star Trek, and Armageddon are tied for third.
I mean, I'm not surprised Star Wars won because I feel like everyone likes Star Wars, but I just never seen it.
And there you have it. That is our poll question. Go ahead on Twitter to vote for your favorite space movie. There's a lot of other space movies out there, like The Martian or Enter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot the name of it. Intergalactica. I mean, what is your favorite space movie besides these four options?
Oh, I've never seen. I only watch comedy movies.
Oh, there you go. You know, it's funny because, you know, space movies could become like their own category, in a way.
Yeah, I feel like they could for sure. Yeah.
Like westerns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, Chandler, what is the best way to reach you online?
Honestly, I'm gonna give you all my Snapchat. It's HellaWithMe5190.
There you
go. Add me on Snapchat if you want.
That's the only social media platform you're on, aren't you?
I mean, you can look me up on my name on Facebook, Chandler Krista.
There you go, Chandler Krista, so, like, Rochester. The only Chandler Krista in Rochester.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
The only one.
And you can reach us at the Sportscast1 on Twitter or at thesportscast.net, our website. Also on Instagram, the Sportscast. Twitch on the Sportscast1, so you can hit that subscribe button. Next week, our shows begin again next week. Obviously, you know, football's kind of slowly going off a little bit, and Champions League and in a couple of weeks, so we definitely have a lot of soccer going on and things like that. What's up, Chandler?
I believe on Wednesday next week, NFL releases their schedule.
Yes, Wednesday, the NFL releases their schedule. I know that Victor and Byron will discuss it on their show Wednesday night, Jersey Boys Sports Talk at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Sportscast. But anyways, wow, Chandler, what a show.
I know, it was fun.
Thank you very much for coming on. Chandler Krista, part of the Sportscast family.
Yes. I need to come on next week to talk about the schedule.
Let's do it next Wednesday. All right, man. Have a good one.
All right.